Brian Noonan on 720 WGN inside the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And suddenly the Allstate Showcase Studio has become much more crowded. That, of course, music from our good friend Jess Godwin, who started coming in and bringing us treats back years ago on the Overnight Show when you were just... You'd been singing and writing songs for a while, and now you've got videos coming out and shows, and you've got entourages and cast members and new label and everything. Everything seems to be going well. Congratulations, welcome back.
Thanks. I'm sorry I forgot cookies this time.
That's all right. Listen, I don't need cookies. Okay. I'm trying to maintain.
You
listen.
You look
wear
great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I got to try to stay in the colorful shorts. So too many cookies is bad for that. So a lot has happened since last time you were in. It was you were talking about a show and the new EP and everything else, and now so much has changed even since then, and you're doing videos and all that. So what how has the career changed and progressed?
I think towards the beginning of the year I just started I was in the middle of a transition about my career. I realized that I wanted to focus on being a better role model for young girls. Yeah. I've been teaching voice and theater to kids for the past 10 years,
right?
And it finally hit me that I just wanted to make my music a little less about me and a little more about them. So okay. Jessica Reddish, a director in Chicago that I've worked with before, approached me about doing a music video. And I was like, let's make it about like junior high girls and bullying. And she was like, okay.
And welcome, Jessica. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
We'll introduce some of the cast members from the music video are here. And they're all very, they can't wait to get out. They can't wait to talk on the radio. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
All right, very good. We'll introduce you all in a couple minutes and hear your stories too, because it's a fascinating thing. So, all right, let's. What you just said is fantastic. Wanting to be a role model and working for middle school girls, talking about issues, things like that that are important to them. That's great. How did that not jive with the way things were going? Because you, for a long time, you were you ran your own deal. And then you started with management and different image consultants and everybody. And how hard is it to stay true to yourself when you know what you want to say and you know what your music is about, and yet there's people, and not that they're bad people, they just have a different vision for you than you have for yourself. And you know this from the music business. A lot of artists will just go, well, I better go along with them because they must know better.
Right. Well, unfortunately, the music industry is so image driven. And I unfortunately let people tell me who I was and how I was supposed to look and sound for years. They were only trying to help me, but right. It was my fault for giving other people my power. So I think it just hit me now that my branding and image has nothing to do with the clothes I wear or how my hair is, and everything to do with what I have to say and where my heart sits.
Right.
And I'm so glad that finally hit me. And it's exciting, and I want to share that with like these girls and my students and other girls, because I think it's an important thing to remember that, like, who cares what your shirt looks like?
Right. Yeah. And down the line, if you think about it, most of the really great artists, they're their own person. You can't be somebody else's image of you if you want to be successful.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether you want to be an accountant or you want to be a singer. You've got to be your own person, or else things are just going to go haywire. And that's got to be tough as the father of a daughter. I see that all the time. Mm-hmm. Because girls get so many mixed messages.
Right.
And so to have a role model who they can look up to and say, oh, well, look, she was trying to do something. Somebody was trying to get her to do something else, and she stood firm for what she believed, and that's got to be a good message.
Well, thanks.
I think.
It took me a while, but
well,
I got there.
Listen, you're back there, and that's fine. You've got a big video release show coming up. Greater Than is the music video
yes.
that we're going to talk about. We're going to meet the girls who were some of the young ladies who were in it, because it's a huge cast.
There are 29 girls in the video.
And I know they were, I don't know how you picked these four. I don't know if there was
we
a
just
wrestling
threw them out of a
match.
Hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they fought to the death. It was Thunderdome, some sort of thing. But it's June 29th at Main Stage, which is a great venue. It's an all-ages show, which
yes.
is very cool, too. You like doing the all-ages
show. I love all-ages shows.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
You know, if you want people who are to listen to your music who are under 21, kind of got to do an all-ages show.
Exactly.
Doors open at 6:30. The show is at 8. Mary Rose Weldon and the Funky Hot Grits are opening for mm-hmm. you that night. Main Stage is at 1328 Morse Avenue. All right, let's get into the story of this song, Greater Than, because... I know it was inspired by one of your fans, a young fan, right?
Yeah, I We're going to keep her name out of it for now.
Sure.
But I met this fan via Twitter, actually, about 3 years ago. She started following me, and I interacted with her. And, you know, she's about 15. And I just noticed that she was really having a tough time in school. And, you know, through it's interesting, like Twitter and the internet,
right.
like how you follow the course of somebody's life through that. But
right.
She was just, you know, having a hard time. And then about a year ago, I think she started picking up the guitar. And all of a sudden her tweets are about, oh my gosh, I learned the G chord today. And then it became, I'm playing an open mic. And then all of a sudden she's playing shows and she's talking about the new friends that she's met through the open mic.
Wow.
And I was incredibly moved by her story. Like, and she is just an example of so many people like her that are having a hard time in school. And she found a way to get herself out of it. And, you know, she just graduated yesterday.
Oh, very cool.
And I just was so, so inspired by her. And then I told Jess, and, you know, Jess is here.
Yeah. Now, so you wrote the song based on this girl's
uh-huh.
Experiences. And then, Jess, you heard the song. And how did you come to talk to Jess and say, let's put this into a video. Let's make
sure.
this something more. Because, forgive me, but I remember when videos were all the thing. And then it seemed like nobody was making videos anymore.
Yeah.
So it was when you said you were having a video release, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Sure. Well, Jess and I started collaborating in theater, actually, up at the Music Theater Company. It's a company I founded up in Highland Park.
Okay.
And we really enjoyed working together. And I knew that we have a similar way of telling stories, and we have we collaborate well. And so she brought this story to me, and I said, I think we can tell this. I think we can tell this very clearly together. And so we created names for the characters, and you know, and just parsed out the story as it was. And you know, we were in middle school at one point.
Sure.
And so, and so
somewhere, yes.
So,
we all were in middle school at some point.
So we, you know, so I think we brought a bit of ourselves to the story, and I know art was very important for both of us growing
okay.
up. So we really share that. So it's
had you done music videos before?
This is my first. I direct in theater and choreograph, so
okay.
this is my first. Yes, but and I've always wanted to do one.
Did you
Jess.
Find it very daunting? Because I would imagine, well, it's a mini film, so all
yeah,
of a sudden you're and it's much different than choreographing theater or directing a theater production.
Yeah, I sort of got a crash course in it and I learned as we went, and it was really, really fantastic. And I'm looking forward to the next. So.
Very nice. Jess Godwin is here. You know the fine singer songwriter. You can find all her stuff at jessgodwin.com. She's got a big music video release show coming up June 29th at Main Stage. You can call TicketWeb at 866-468-3401 or visit mainstage.com. We'll link all that on the Facebook page because we're nothing if not social media savvy here at the big show. All right, now, you brought in some of the cast. Again, you had 28 girls.
29
girls in
yes.
this production.
Between the ages of 8 and 16, I believe.
How did you and Jess Reddish, how did you guys decide... Did you put out an open call? How did you find these 29 young ladies?
We did. We put out an open call. Some of the people in the video were my voice students. Lizzie was one of my students.
Okay.
But we still had her come in and audition like everybody. Our friends at ATC up in Wilmette, who are fantastic, they gave us a lot of the girls' headshots. So we picked from their database. Also, Dawn
Gray. Great talent in Chicago. Was very generous.
Oh, okay.
And we cast some really talented young women out of her,
yeah.
her
nice.
Client database. So we reached out to our resources, and we found between the two of us, we put together some excellent.
Yeah.
And how many girls did you look at? Did you see for this? Because I'm guessing it had to be a lot, right?
We looked at a lot. I don't have a number on me.
Say thousands.
40.
So make some feeling.
Exactly. Yeah. Thousands.
About thousands of girls were auditioned, and 29 made it. And somehow these four were allowed to come in with you guys today. Let's meet some of the girls. And again, it's the Greater Than. The music video is going to be released on June 29th. Or else I didn't even get to see it. I saw some little snippets. I saw some backstage stuff. It's very top secret, very hush-hush.
I haven't seen it yet either,
to be
honest. Yeah.
Okay, very good. All right, let's meet some of the cast members. We'll start right here with you. What is your name, young lady?
My name is Alana.
Alana, and how old are you?
I'm 11.
Had you done any sort of acting or anything before this?
I do a lot with different acting and theater stuff, but I haven't done something this big yet.
Yeah?
Cool.
Was it pretty cool?
Yeah, it was... A very fun experience.
So at 11 is what, 7th grade, 6th grade, 8th grade? Fifth grade. All right. Listen, I don't know. Most women would like it that they were put a little older, but that's all right. So fifth grade, very cool. And next to you,
I'm Lizzie.
Lizzie, oh, you were the voice student?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Boy, they got a little attitude, don't they, Jess? A little bit of attitude. I like that. Very spunky. Ladies, good for you. That's how you come in here, you lay down the law. So how old are you, Lizzie?
I'm 12.
12, and that would be sixth grade?
Yep.
Look how quickly I picked that up, Alana. Pretty smart. All right, so sixth grade, and you take voice with Jess. Have you done big productions and stuff before?
I've done plays before.
Yeah? What was the last play you were in?
I was in Little Mermaid.
Oh, okay. Very good. Who were you?
I was just background, but...
There's no... Listen, don't just background. Your background is important, or else they wouldn't have it. Right?
Yeah.
All right, very good. And did you enjoy working with Jess?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, she's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been directed before. Was this Jess a hard director? Was she an easy director?
No, we Daniel Day-Lewis'd it, which is where I always stay in character.
So you only used one foot through the
whole thing? That was our code.
I always stayed in character. That's
oh, really?
Yeah.
We stayed in it like Daniel Day.
All right, and what is your character? Or who's your character?
I'm Kelly, and I got bullied.
Oh, you got bullied.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's our main girl.
Ah, and Alana, what was your character? I didn't get to ask. Who was your character?
I was a mini, so that I wasn't necessarily a character just for the music video part of it, the kind of...
Oh, I saw one of the background things you were singing in that.
They're like our Supremes.
We had Supremes. These are the younger Voices of Reason.
Very nice. Oh, we like Voices of Reason. Speaking of Voices of Reason, let's go to our next cast member. And you are, ma'am?
My name is Paris.
Hi, Paris. How old are you?
I'm 12.
12, which again would be sixth grade.
I'm in seventh.
Oh! Why do you stump me, ladies? So it's seventh grade. Very nice. And have you been in a lot of productions and things before?
Not really. I've been in small stuff, but nothing this big.
Yeah? They keep saying this big. Is it big because there were so many girls involved in it?
Yeah, and it has like a big message, which I think is really big.
That's very cool. And when you were auditioning, what did they make you do to audition?
Well, I wasn't able to come to the audition date, so I had an online video.
Okay.
And we were lip singing to one of the songs. And yeah,
it was it was a Jason Mraz song that we had them all lip sync to.
Oh, all right.
It was
very
awesome.
Nice. And who are you in the video?
I'm one of the students.
Okay.
So I'm not really like a part of the posse, but I kind of like see the bullying going on and stuff. So yeah.
Very cool. And last but not least,
I'm Megan.
Hi, Megan. How old are you?
I'm 12.
So you would be a freshman in high school?
Yes.
All right, very good. See, I'm picking that up. Very good. Sixth or seventh grade?
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade. All right. See, now the age and the whole thing. Seventh grade, very good.
Mm-hmm.
And have you done, we'll ask you the same questions. Have you done a lot of theatrical things?
I've done some things in the city and then also at ATC in Wilmette.
So. Oh, very cool.
Yes.
Very cool. And who are you in this video?
Well, I was kind of in the posse, kind of not. It's confusing.
All right. Well, listen.
Complicated.
I'm confused just by what grade you guys are in. So imagine now trying to unconfuse me with all the other stuff. That's very cool. And had any of you ladies heard Jess's music before you worked with her?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So were you all fans?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Say that now before the checks, before she stops payment on the checks. And it's going to be very cool because now I'm hearing posse, I'm hearing people getting bullied, I'm hearing background singers. It all seems very elaborate to me. So I want to get into the message and we'll find out how much you guys have actually experienced what the video is about, because middle school is tough, right? It's not, everybody thinks, oh man, I wish I could go back to middle school. Everything was easy peasy. Not so Your heads are shaking so fast it's creating a breeze in here. That's very cool. Now, Jess is on Twitter. What's that Twitter account again, Jess?
I am Jess Godwin Music, but if you want to find out more about the Girls of the Greater Than video, you can reach us at Greater Than Love. It's G-R-8-E-R Than Love. And I'm going to be tweeting from that account right now.
The message is, from what I'm gathering from talking to these fine young ladies who you have, and that great cat. All right. We'll get to that. We'll get to that, the message, which is very serious, and I'm not making light of it. But I got to ask Jessica Reddish, who is the director of this. I have a daughter. I remember middle school, the age. These girls are phenomenal young ladies. They're all very well spoken. They seem to be a lot of fun. 29 of them in a room had to be a little bit overwhelming. How were you able to corral all this talent and energy to get the vision that you had and that Jess had for the video and not have 29 different vignettes going at one time?
You know, it's a great question, but it was a blast. It was actually a blast. And, you know, we had two rooms going. We were shooting in one room, and then we had a green room in the other. And that's, you know, Jess was just mentioning off air that they just started gathering around the piano, and one young lady started playing, and they began singing. And it was just this magical moment of, this is what, you know, I know Jess wanted the video to accomplish, that to bring to people together through music. And one thing that was really special that Jess did during the auditions was that the young women told us and spoke to us about some of their own personal experiences. And so I felt like I knew them in a different way than I might on just a regular project with actors that
right, that are just coming in and they're
exactly.
not.
Exactly. So it was really special that I knew them in a different way. Jess understood them in a different way too. And I knew where they should be placed. So it was a very specific. My room was very specific. The other was a little bit of a party. And Jess did great, you know, working with these young ladies.
The ladies knew when they came in, it was business. This is the business room.
Yeah.
This is where things happen.
Yeah, we were
so
pretty
pro.
Business,
it was
right?
Awesome.
Oh, look at they all look very professional.
They were very pro.
They all seem to have it down. We know the Daniel Day-Lewis. They stayed in character.
That's it. They stayed in it. You know, and the task is taking this awesome energy and focusing it for the camera. You know, and that's what we did together, and it was pretty cool. So I'm very proud of the results. So.
Now, Jess, let's go back and set the stage for Greater Than. The video is about what you told us about. The song came from a young fan's experiences. What made bullying so important to you to get this message out? When you look at young girls this age, and you know how difficult their life is sometimes, how did your fans' message get to you, and how did you decide to write the song and then make it carry it out where you got these girls to open up to you, share their stories, and then be part of your bigger story?
I think it's a mixture of a lot of things. The young fan really touched me with her story. I had experiences with bullying when I was a kid, for sure. I don't think I really had friends until I was in high school. I struggled a lot with that. Wow. So whenever I work with my students, I see a lot of myself in them. But my heart just reaches out to these kids now, because when I was in grade school, they're all waving at the window. It's so cute.
Well, it's very,
it's really fun.
Yeah, we're in the Showcase studio, and one, it's different if you've never been on the radio before. And again, you guys are doing a great job. But then we're in an aquarium, basically.
Yeah.
And I can ignore everybody out there because I've been sitting here a while. Cody stares out the window like he's, you know, like he's just gotten out of prison. But for someone who's never been in here before, it is kind of cool. And then to realize, ladies, that you know, the people outside can hear you. You can say hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
But, I will wave to you.
You know, that when we were younger, you know, it was tough at school, but then you got to go home and you got to escape from everything. But now kids these days, like, they go home and they pull out their computer or their iPhone and they're right on Twitter, and it just doesn't stop. Like, there's just no escape from it.
The Twitter, Facebook, all of that.
Yeah.
It's
I see it with my students, horrible. And it just breaks my heart. And I just you know, with this video, my wish is that the kids see this and they close their computers and they go outside and play, or they pick up an instrument, or they find a way to apply themselves in a different way, and kind of escape from that online world that's a little scary at times.
So tell us, give it a quick synopsis without giving too much away. No spoilers, right, ladies? I'm sure you have a lot of big surprises in the video, but no spoilers. But what can people expect if they go to main stage for the big video release party on June 29th?
For the show itself?
For the main stage video show? We'll get to both.
Jess, do you want to take that?
Yeah, sure.
I haven't seen the video yet. I basically know the guidelines of what
about. You wrote the song and then you handed it over to Jess?
We wrote the story together.
We wrote the story together, but then, you know, things change when you get in
as you start
behind
the
camera.
Room, sure.
Yeah.
In post-production, yeah.
So what is it about? I'm curious.
What is my story about?
Well, you know, it's very much, you know, we set up the story for Kelly and the character we created, and you know, it starts, she gets bullied at school, and then she goes home and still gets bullied, and then Jess appears as a music teacher. actually, because I don't know if you mentioned this part of the story, Jess, but it was your suggestion to this young woman in Virginia to take up the guitar to find music.
I don't know if she remembers that, but I remember having a Twitter discussion. It all happened on Twitter, so it wasn't really real. But
so that was the idea, that Jess is bringing music to these young women. So Jess appears as a music teacher, which is very cool.
Yeah.
And then Lizzie's character finds rhythm, finds music, and instead of her walking home, angry, she walks home and is clapping, just that kind of thing. She's getting the groove.
Okay.
And then without giving it away, she is celebrated for her music by the end of the story. So it all, the bully story gets resolved, of course, but the answer, as we saw, was, find an outlet, find music. Yeah.
And so the greater than refers to being greater than the people who are trying to torment you. Is that kind of it?
And it can mean a lot of different things. Yeah. We asked all the girls, how can you be greater than? And it was different for everyone.
Well, if you don't mind, girl, would you mind sharing how you would what you told them when they asked you that question?
Well, I said that you can be greater than the world yourself by just shutting out what people say and knowing yourself, knowing that you are just a great person and that you're the best you can be. And the people that say you aren't just wish they could be as great as you are.
Right on. There you go. That's true. How about you, Paris?
I said you can be greater than by taking responsibility and trying to treat everyone equal, make everyone feel welcomed, and making others feel greater than. And then I'm pretty sure you will feel greater than too.
Very cool. How about you, Lizzie? What'd you answer?
I said you can be greater than by accepting others and seeing their strong points and their weaknesses and helping them with their weaknesses.
Good deal. And Alana?
Well, I answered by saying that insignificance is just an opinion, and other people can think you're insignificant, but that doesn't define you.
Wow.
I know, right?
Really? I'm a grown man. I would have never put that sentence together.
I know. I mean, it's
phenomenal.
We've got 29 quotes that we're going to start releasing online in the future, but I couldn't have said it better than myself.
I'm just going to sit back for a moment and let that soak in. That is, all four answers were fantastic, ladies. Now, all right. I'm hearing, I hear the story about the song that Jess wrote, and I'm hearing Jessica talk about the direction that the video took. And it had to be, was it tough to portray this kind of thing in a video, the bullying? Have you had experience yourselves dealing with bullies in middle school? And when you were doing the project, when you were doing the video, did it make you feel sad? Did you feel, I've gone through this before? So whoever wants to start, you just go ahead and start.
Well, I feel like, yes, I have experienced this, and I feel like everyone has experienced bullying. And when we got to the video, I was really nervous. But right when I met everyone and I met Jess and Jess, I just, that stress and nerves, lifted off my shoulders, and we all gathered around the piano, as they said, and just sang Pitch Perfect songs, and was, dancing. And it was just so great, because it did not make me feel sad, because I felt like I actually had more friends than... And I think you need to have friends outside of your school, because if you have a bad day at school, you can just go to them and have
makes
a
lot
thing.
Of sense.
So yeah.
So you got everybody's been bullied, really? Is it just bullying in school? Is it do you get bullied on Facebook? Do you get bullied on Twitter? Is that the kind of thing? Because when I was a bully, or when I was a bully, when I was a kid. No, I was always bullied because I was fat. So I got bullied all the time. Yeah, even though I was bigger than just about everybody in more ways than one. But so we all go through it. But when I was a kid, like Jess said, I'd just go home. I'd talk to my friends who were there. I didn't have to worry that nobody was calling my house. Nobody was sending me instant messages. Nobody was spreading things on the internet about me. Does that happen in fifth, sixth, and seventh grade?
I think that before all the social networking things like that, I think it was more physical bullying.
Yeah.
And now people can really get inside your head and make you think that what they're saying is true. And for me, when I was bullied, it was mainly friends pushing me around. And that's really hard to stand up to your friends. Yeah. So that was the main problem for me.
And it's tough, I would imagine, for anybody, but for young people to, if your friends are the ones who are doing the bullying, how do you, you know, can't you say, well, or can you say, I just don't want to be your friend anymore? And then you find, you start hanging out with people who are going to treat you nicer.
Well, what I usually do when I, because I have a similar problem, what I do is kind of like try to set up boundaries and tell them like when it's not like really funny anymore.
Are you guys really only in sixth grade?
I know, right?
Come on, boundaries?
I can't do that. I'm 30.
Really? Absolutely no boundaries at all. Are you just little people? Are you fully grown adults? Because you all sound very mature. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, Paris. I hear boundaries and I'm thinking, you know, that's great. Yeah. So do your friends respond when you set up these boundaries? Do they even understand what you're talking about?
My friends, they understand what I mean by like the boundaries. Like they respect them, but I have to remind them every now and then, like when to stop. So yeah.
Oh, so like you mean if they're a little teasing is okay, but there's a line, and you know you don't go past that line and get too personal or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's got to be tough. But you guys, were you able to bring as actresses, as young female Daniel Day-Lewis's, were you able to channel your own experiences into your performances, or did you create your performances out of just whole cloth, as they say?
Well, I kind of looked at this experience as kind of your way to do what you wanted to do, but it might be harder to stand up to people like your friends, but if you do it to people who truly are your friends and it's just acting, then you can kind of transfer that to real life situations and it makes it a lot easier.
You guys are lucky you didn't do this with sixth grade boys. Because it would have just been a lot of nose picking and things like that. Girls are, boy, I listen to you ladies talk and it's amazing to me. The actresses, Lizzie Paris, Alana, and Megan, are part of the Greater Than video. It's a music video by Jess Godwin, directed by Jessica Reddish. There is a huge video release party June 29th at Main Stage. Main Stage, of course, 1328 Morse Avenue in Chicago. If you want tickets to the All Ages show, which starts at 8 o'clock, the doors open at 6:30. $10 tickets, $15 for reserved. You should get them now because there probably won't be a lot of walk-up tickets available, if any, because, you know, people have boundaries that they want to cross. they hear Daniel Day-Lewis might have been in the video, and there's insignificance being shattered. It's just unbelievable, these young ladies. You want to get your tickets, go to call TicketWeb at 866-468-3401 or visit mainstage.com. Mary Rose Weldon and the Funky Hot Girls will be opening for...
Funky Hot Grits.
Funky Hot Grits.
Sorry.
Listen, sorry. Funky Hot Grits.
Thanks.
All right. Are they not Funky Hot Girls?
No, it's actually all men.
They're
men.
Oh, well, then they would not be Funky Hot Girls at all. Here's a little something you learn, ladies, in the business. You got to learn to read. That's been my big stumbling block. Funky Hot Grits. All right. Either way, Mary Rose Weldon and Funky Hot Grits will be opening for you, Jess Godwin, at Main Stage. All right, we've got a song that we want to play. So I'm going to say thank you to all ladies, the four of you, Alana, Lizzie, Paris, and Megan. Thank you very much for coming in. Thanks for sharing your stories with us. It was very nice meeting you, and you all sounded way too mature for fifth, sixth, and seventh grade.
Thank you so much.
Amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And Jessica Reddish, congratulations on taking the energy that I can only imagine again from 29 middle school girls. And we look forward to seeing the video since Jess Godwin has not even seen it yet. I like you're very secretive as the director with Final Cut approval. You didn't give that up to Jess?
Uh-uh.
You get final approval?
We share it.
I like that. Very nice. All right. So, and Jess, congratulations to you again.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Yeah. So June 29th, everybody can expect a great show with you.
The girls are all going to be on stage with us.
Oh, really?
They're going to make an appearance.
Very nice.
And there might be an appearance from the young woman the video was inspired by as well.
Is that right?
Yes.
That would be terrific.
Yeah.
And again, that's at Main Stage, 1328 Morse Avenue in Chicago. Go call TicketWeb at 866-468-3401 or mainstage.com. Get your tickets now. And what are we going to hear as we say goodbye to everybody?
This is the world premiere of the song. My mom hasn't heard the final cut yet. Ooh. She's actually tuning in from Atlanta. So
hello, Jess's mom.
Hi, Mom. We're going to be releasing this officially July 1st on iTunes, and the video will be released July 1st. So if you can't make the show, come
just
check
wait.
Us out online.
And JessGodwin.com is the website. All right, this is Greater Than.
Settle down, my love. Don't give in. instead of blowing up, count to ten. Sure as day, I know you're gonna make it through. I believe in you. Settle down, my pal, don't despair. Instead of lashing out, say a prayer. Sure as life, I know you're gonna make it through. I believe in you. They scream your name, they just wanna be safe. They cry for air, they just wanna be spared. They fight for blood, they just wanna be loved. For you are greater than, are greater than you, are greater than love, greater than love, are greater than, are greater than you, are greater than love, greater than love. Set down my heart, don't gonna make it true. I believe in you. They scream your name, they just wanna be safe. They cry for air, they just wanna be spared. They fight for blood, they just wanna be loved.
Be loved, be loved,
be loved. But you are greater than, are greater than you, are greater than
greater than you, are greater than love, greater than love, are greater than you, are greater than love, greater than love, are greater than you, are greater than love, greater than love.
That's Jess Godwin, Greater Than.